请我们看箴言29:18。第一句。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, the first phrase.
没有意象，民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
我们再看希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
第十一章
Chapter 11
我们从第九节念起。
We'll read from verse 9.
他因着信，就在属应许之地作客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob.The heirs with him of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造。
For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕。因他以为那应许他的是可信的。
By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised.
所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙，如同天上的星。那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。
Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore.
这些人都是存着信心死的，还没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，并欢喜迎接。又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were sure of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth.
说这些话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。
For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
And truly, if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡。就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为是，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But now they desire a better, that is heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
请我们。再有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是说话的神。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you. You are the one who speaks.
我们感谢你，因为你乐意将你的儿子启示 在我们心里。
We thank you because it is your delight to reveal your Son in our hearts.
主，我们求你叫我们对你的话有一个正当的态度。
We do pray that we have the right attitude toward your word.
叫我们真是因着你的话而战惊。
And we stand in fear and trembling before your word.
也因着你的话而得着安息。
And because your word, we find true rest.
我们感谢赞美你，因为你的话是活的。
We thank you, your word is alive.
你的话是有功效的。
Your life is operative.
所以我们把自己摆在你话语的面前。
And so we place ourselves right before your word.
求你的灵将你的话送到我们的心里。
Through the Holy Spirit, use your word, send your word into our hearts.
求你开启我们的心窍。
Lord, reveal, give us a true understanding.
叫我们不但能明白你所说的是什么。
Not just understand what you're saying to us.
也因着你自己在我们里面的工作，叫我们能进入你话语的里面。
Because of your own work in our hearts, we may enter fully into your word.
主啊，求你不让我们留在你话语的外面。
Lord, do not allow us just to remain on your word by itself.
求你叫你的话在我们里面真是成为我们的灵，我们的生命。
We pray that your word truly be in us, life to us, spirit to us.
使你的工作能得以完成。
That your work may indeed be accomplished.
我们要把一切的称赞、荣耀都归给你。
We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们在早晨要交通的乃是意象。
What we will be sharing each morning is on this matter of vision.
所罗门在箴言里面告诉我们。
Solomon told us in the book of Proverbs.
没有意象，民就放肆。
Where there's no vision, people cast off restraint.
这里给我们看见意象对于我们是何等的重要。
It shows us how important vision is to us.
我们不要以为说，如果我们没有意象，我们还能生存。
Do not assume that we still can go on living without vision.
如果没有意象的话，我们就失去一切的控制。
If there's no vision, then we lose all the necessary control.
所以圣经告诉我们说，民就放肆了。
And so the scripture says, without vision, people cast off restraint.
我们需要意象来约束我们。
We need vision to control us.
没有意象，民就分散。
Without vision, people scattered.
我们没有办法能同心合意。
There's no possible way for us to be united, to be one-hearted.
因为我们没有一个中心。
Because there's no center for us.
没有意向，圣经有的翻译说，民就灭亡。
And some scripture says, without vision, the people perished.
在属灵的生命上
，in the matter of spiritual life，
意象是必须的。
Vision is absolutely necessary。
因为意象给我们人生的意义。
Because vision gives meaning to our life。
如果我们没有意象的话
，if there's no vision，
我们做人实在。没有意义。
There's no meaning for living.
意象也给我们目的。
And vision also gives us a purpose.
给我们知道我们的方向在哪里。
A vision gives us a direction. Where is our direction?
意象也给我们力量。
And vision also gives us strength.
叫我们能靠着 这个力量能往前走。
So that we can rely on this strength and move forward.
意象也给我们一个忍耐能忍受的那个心。
And vision also enables us to endure and to be patient.
否则的话，我们碰到一点点难处。
Otherwise, when we encounter some difficulty,
我们就退后。 我们就失败了,
and we fail and we retreat.
意象给我们纪律,
vision give us discipline.
叫我们能束腰往前走,
so that we can gird ourselves and move forward.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
在树林的生命上,
in this matter of spiritual life,
意象乃是必须的,
vision is indispensable.
感谢赞美神,
Praise God.
我们的神乃是意象的神,
Our God is a God of vision.
我们的神是一位启示自己的神,
Our God is the one who delights to reveal himself.
我们知道当神把他自己启示给我们的时候,
We know when God reveals himself to us,
对我们来说, 我们就看见了意象,
And to us, we see a vision.
所以弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
我们在亚伯拉罕的身上,
In the life of Abraham,
我们看见说乃是荣耀的神向他显现。
It was God of glory who first revealed to Abraham.
因着荣耀的神向他显现,
Because the God of glory revealed to him,
就开始了亚伯拉罕树林的生活。
And that for Abraham, that begins his spiritual life.
当神没有向他显现的时候,
Before that revelation came to Abraham,
他可以说是一个在暗中摸索的人。
So we can say that he was groping in the darkness.
但是感谢赞美神,
But thanks praise God,
神监察他的心,
God saw what was in his heart.
神知道他有一颗目, 真理的心,
God saw that he has a longing for truth.
所以神的恩典就临到他的身上,
And the grace of God came upon him.
荣耀的神在加勒底的乌尔就向他显现。
And the God of glory in the land of Ur of Chaldees revealed himself to Abraham.
本来亚伯拉罕不认识神,
Before Abraham, he did not know God.
他与这位神没有直接的接触,
He had no direct relationship with this God.
他可能在他的思想里面承认说一定有一位创造万有的主宰,
Possibly in his thought, he recognized there is a God of creation.
不像这许许多多的偶像,
Unlike all the other idols that he witnessed around him.
但是他对这位神没有直接的接触,
But with this God, he had no direct contact.
感谢赞美神,
But praise God.
神如果不把他自己向我们显现的话,
Unless God revealed himself to us,
我们永远对于这位神就不明白,
There's no possible way for us to truly know him.
但是神眷顾了亚伯拉罕,
But God was mindful of Abraham.
荣耀的神向他显现,
The God of glory revealed to him.
这个就是意象,
That is vision.
意象就是神的显现,
Vision is the appearing of God.
意象就是神把他的荣耀向我们显现,
Vision is God reveal his glory to us.
虽然在开始的时候,
So at, even at the beginning,
可能不过是一点点,
At the beginning it may be just a little bit,
但是这个意象越过越扩大,
As time goes, this vision enlarges,
直等到我们真正能看见神的心,
Until we truly see what really is in God's heart,
究竟我们的神他心里所存的意念是什么,
So we discover what is really in God's heart for us,
什么是他在创世之前所定规的旨意,
What was that purpose he purposed in himself before the foundation of the world.
如果我们相信,
If we believe,
如果我们顺服,
If we obey,
你就看见这个意象就越过 越深越过越明亮。
And you discover this vision to us will become brighter and it will get seen deeper into our heart.
在亚伯拉罕的身上就是这样的一个故事。
This is what we find in the life of Abraham.
神怎样在亚伯拉罕的身上工作
How did God work in the life of Abraham?
神也在我们的身上做同样的工作。
And the same way he will work with each one of us.
所以昨天我们已经交通什么是异象。
So yesterday we shared what is vision.
亚伯拉罕他所得着的意象包含多少
？What are included in this vision that Abraham saw？
开始的时候很简单。
At the beginning, it was very simple.
荣耀的神向他显现。
The God of glory appeared to Abraham.
就叫他离开本地和亲族。
So he left his own country and his relatives.
到神要他去的地方去。
And to go where God wants him to go.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
如果神向我们显现
，if God does reveal to us，
我们就不能再停留在原来的地位上。
And there's no possible way for us to remain where we were before.
我们必须要离开从前一切成就的。
We must leave that which is old, which is past.
一切出于世界。
That which of earth.
我们要离开本地和亲族。
We must leave our own home, our own relatives.
因为异象带领我们进入一个新的关系。
Because vision will bring us to a new relationship.
那叫我们一面要离开，一面要进入。
One we get away.One we enter into.
亚伯拉罕他得着这个启示的时候
，So when Abraham received this revelation,
他还不知道要往哪里去。
He had no idea where he was to go.
神没有告诉他要到迦南去。
God did not tell him that he was to go to Canaan.
但是可以说神在那里引领他。
But we can say God was leading him.
好像云柱火柱。引领以色列的百姓一样
，Just like the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud leading the Israelites，
一步一步把他带到神要他去的地方。
Step by step, God led him to the place God intended him to be。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
当神把他自己向我们启示的时候
，So when God revealed Himself to us，
在我们的身上发生同样的功效
，He will do the same work with each one of us。
我们没有办法停留在原来的地位上
，It is not possible for us to remain where we were before。
我们没有办法继续在原来的关系里头
，We cannot remain in the old relationship that we had before。
我们要被这个意象把我们分别出来
，We need allow this vision to separate us from the past。
那并且要把我们带到神要我们去的地方
，And to bring us into what God wants us to be。
换一句话说
，Another word，
神要把我们带到他自己的里面去
，God wants to bring us to Himself。
他要把我们带到他的荣耀里面去。
He want to bring us to his own glory.
他要把我们带到他荣耀的旨意里面去。
He wants to bring us to his glorious purpose.
当异象来到的时候
，When vision comes to us,
必定有一个呼召。
There is a call with it.
因为异象的本身就是一个呼召。
Because the nature of vision in itself is a call.
所以亚伯拉罕他荣耀的神向他显现的时候
，So when the God of glory appeared to Abraham，
这个呼召就临到他的身上。
This call comes upon him。
你要离开本地和亲族。
You must leave your home country. You must leave your relatives。
你要到我所要带领你去的地方去。
And you must go where I want you to go。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
每一个意象。都是一个挑战。
Every vision is always a challenge.
神在那里好像向我们挑战。
As though God was he's challenging us.
他要我们一面要离开。
And one side he wants to leave behind.
一切成就的。 都要离开。
All that is old, we had to depart from them.
一切遗传的都要离开。
All the tradition, we had to depart from tradition.
一切习惯的都要离开。
All that's routine, we must leave behind.
因为他要把我们带到那属灵的、属天的里面去。
Because he wants to bring us to that which is heavenly, which is spiritual.
意象叫我们能脱离地。
Vision help us.To be delivered from that which is earthly.
意象把我们带到天上去。
And vision bring us to the heavenlies.
意象叫我们脱离一切出于这个人的。
Vision set us free from that is of man.
把我们带到一切都是出于神的。
And bring us to all that which all belong to God.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
亚伯拉罕。他因着信就证明出去。
Because faith, he went out.
所以对于意象，我们唯一的反应就是相信。
And so the only way we can respond to vision is by faith.
如果我们不信的话
，If there's no faith,
底下就没有下文。
There's nothing to follow with.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
感谢赞美神
Praise God.
我们的神是乐意把他自己启示给我
Our God is God who delights to reveal himself to us.
他是乐意把他的心意告诉我们
He delights to unveil what is in his heart to us.
但是这并不是说
But that does not mean.
当你一看见的时候
When you see him,
当你听见的时候
When you listen to him,
你已经得着了
Assuming you already possess it
我想在这里我们需要小心
So I think we have to be careful at this phase
很多的时候
Often times
当神向我们启示的时候
When God does reveal to us
当神的光照亮我们的时候
When he enlightens us
当我们稍微看见一点的时候
And when we come to see something of him
我们就以为说我们已经
And we assume we already possess it.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们还没有得着。
We have not possessed yet.
您更不能说我们是进入了。
And we cannot even say that we already enter into the good of it.
神把意象给我们。
When God gave us vision,
不过是一个护照。
It is but a call.
如果我们不信的话。
If there's unbelief.
如果我们不顺服的话。
If there's disobedience.
这个护照就要过去
，and the call will disappear。
我们就要留在原来的光景里面
，and we'll find ourselves remain where we were before。
不但对我们没有益处
，it will not do us any good。
严格的说来
，strictly speaking，
对于我们有害处
，but it is to us it will do us great harm。
因为神已经把他自己启示给我们
，because God already revealed himself to us。
而我们没有反应
，but there's no response from us。
这一个要成。了我们将来的审判
，and this in the end will become our judgment.
将来我们所看见的意象
，what we saw, a vision that we saw,
要定我们的罪。
That vision will condemn us.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
我们要在神的话语的面前要战惊恐惧。
So we must stand in fear and trembling before God's word.
我们不能把神的话当作随便
，and we cannot take God's word lightly.
当神把意象给我们的时候
，when God gives us vision，
我们必须要相信，要顺服。
We must believe, we must obey.
这样我们才会进到那个意象的里面去。
Then we can enter into that vision.
我们在亚伯拉罕的身上就看见。这么一回事。
And this is what we find in the life of Abraham.
你知道，有的时候，当神光照我们的时候
，We know that when sometimes God does enlighten us，
给我们启示的时候
，And He gives us revelation，
让我们看见一点我们没有看见过
，And we allow to see something we never saw before。
我们好像已经被升到三层天上去
，And as though we were lifted up into the third heavens。
我们以为说我们已经在三层天上
，And we all thought we assumed that we were already on the third heaven。
如果我们不信。
But if there's unbelief,
因为信是包括顺服
because faith involve obedience.
啊，你不能说我相信而没有顺服。
You cannot say I believe and there's no obedience.
如果你信而不顺服，你就是没有信。
If there's faith and there's disobedience, there's no faith.
你如果信的话，你就要照着去做。
If you have faith.You had to obey and do it.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
到亚伯拉罕他看见这个异象
So when Abraham saw this vision,
他听见这个呼召
He heard the call.
他就有心要跟随
And he has desire to obey.
他相信
He believed.
并且他愿意顺服
He also desired to obey.
虽然在起初的时候
even though at the beginning,
因着他肉体的软弱
because of the weakness of his flesh,
他与血肉的相伤
and he compromised with the flesh and blood,
结果他走到半路哈兰就停留在那
and therefore he journeyed halfway and settled in Haran.
但是感谢赞美神
but praise and thank God,
神知道他的心愿
God knew what was in his heart.
他灵里是软愿意的
，even though in his spirit he was willing，
但是他的肉体是软弱的
，but his flesh was weak。
所以神在他的怜悯的里面
，and so in God's mercy，
就替他开了路
，and God opened a way for him，
把他拉移去
，and so God removed Tara away from him。
神就提醒他说
，and God reminded him，
你要离开本地。本属和父家
You must now leave your country, your relatives, and your own home.
往我所要打发你去的地方
And go where I have promised you to go.
感谢赞美主
But praise God.
我们的神是满有怜悯的
Our God is full of mercy.
他知道我们是怎么一回事
He knows how what we really are made of.
他为着爱的缘故
Because of His love for us.
他总是肯降卑他自己
And He will condescend to us.
来呼救我们
And to rescue us.
并且来带领我们
And to bring us forward.
这是我们昨天稍微已经交通
That's what we shared yesterday.
那么今天我们要交通天职
This morning we'll share on our heavenly vocation.
就是我们的职业
That is our vocation, our work.
意向必须要成为我们的天职
Vision.Must become our vocation.
如果意向不成为我们的职业的话
If vision cannot become vocation to us,
你要看见不久这个意向就慢慢地晒掉了
And you discover sooner or later this vision will fade away.
就是我们在思想里头还留着这样的一个影像
Even though in our mind we still retain something of that vision
但是我们成了一个幻想的人
And then we become a visionary, dreamer
好像异想天开一样
As though it's something vague
这个好像啊在旷野里面你看见一个海市城一样
It is though in the desert you see a mirage
神把异象给我们的目的
The purpose of giving vision to us
不是给我们在这个思想里面去揣摩它
It's not for us to know that with our mind
如果这样的话不过叫我们骄傲
And that, if that is the case, just understanding our mind, we will become proud.
我们的神是一个很实际的神
Our God is most practical.
他把异象给我们
When he gives us his vision,
他的目的是要我们走在这个异象的里面
His purpose is for us to walk in that vision.
他的目的是要这个意象能进到我们的生活中。
His purpose is for the vision to become part of our life.
换一句话说，意象与我们要连接一起。
In other words, that vision in our life together must become one.
我们所看见的意象 要成为我们一生的职业。
So the vision will often become our whole life vocation.
我们知道我们基督徒的职业是什么。
We know what is truly our Christian vocation.
不管我们的副业是什么。
No matter what are our avocations.
我们每一个人有我们的副业。
We all have our avocation.
从前这些副业是我们的正业。
And before the avocation were our true vocation.
我们是为着这些而活的。
And we live for them.
但是我们信主之后。
But after we believe in the Lord.
我们蒙了光照以后。
And we are enlightened by God.
我们看见了神以后。
And we see God.
过去这些的这业
the vocation of our past life
都变成副业了
and they become just a vocation
我们的真业是什么呢
what is our true vocation
我们的真业就是我们的天职
and our true vocation is our heavenly vocation
因为我们的呼召是属天的
because our calling is heavenly
所以今天我们所有蒙光照的人
so all those who have been enlightened
我们要记得我们的正业乃是为着神而活。
So we must come to the understanding our true vocation is live for God.
我们是来敬拜神来侍奉神。
And our life is to worship and to serve him.
我们是为着他的旨意而活。
We live for his will.
我们要活出这个意象来。
We are to live out that vision.
这个意象要成为我们的见证。
That vision becomes our testimony.
其他的一切都不过是副业而已。
And all the others are but avocation.
就是说我们附带做的。
It is something attached to it.
但是我们真正生活的目的。
But the substance of our living.
是为着这个意象来活。
It is to live for that vision.
为着这位意象的神而来活。
And to live for the vision that God gives to us.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要切切地记得
we must remember,
光看见意象不够
just having the vision that is not enough
意象必定要变成我们的天职
the vision must turn into our heavenly vocation
我们所看见
what we see
要变成我们的生活
must become our life
我们在亚伯拉罕的身上就看见这个故事。
This is what we find in the life of Abraham.
我们知道从亚伯拉罕离开迦勒底的乌尔。
We know the moment Abraham he left the Ur of Chaldees.
他那个时候已经75岁。
At that time he was already 75 years old.
他就带着他的妻子。和罗德往迦南地区。
And so he took his wife Sarah and his nephew Lot. They went toward Canaan.
这个就开始他这个天职。
This begins his heavenly vocation.
他开始走在意象的上面。
This he begins walk the way of vision.
意象说你要离开。
Vision said you must leave behind.
现在他离开了。
Now he left.
意象说你要往我要指示你的地方去。
The vision said you must move forward.
他就照着这个意象就往前去。
And according to the vision, he moved forward.
他一生从75岁开始。
From the age of 75.
就是走在这个意象的上面。
He walked.In the way of that vision,
把这个意象转为他的生活
and that vision become his very life.
转为他的天职
and that vision becomes his heavenly vocation.
这个时间非常的长
and this time is quite lengthy.
我们从创世纪12章，他这个。第5节，
第四节，
第五节开始。
Okay, from Genesis 12 begins with verse 5.
他就带着这个妻子撒兰和侄子罗德 连他们在哈兰所积蓄的财物、所得的人口都带往迦南地去，他们就到了迦南地。
Then Abraham took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son and all their possessions that they had gathered and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan.
从那个时候去开始。
From that moment, he began.
一直到创世纪二十一章末了。
Until Genesis, the end of Genesis 21.
这一段的故事就是希伯来书我们所念的那一段故事。
This portion in the Genesis is what we just read from the book of Hebrews 11.
他在这个很长久的年日中。
In this lengthy period of time.
就是神带领他怎样把这个意象变成他的天职。
God was training him. How can that vision become his life vocation?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见意象可以说是 一刹那的时候。
And we can say that vision comes just like a flash.
但是我们要把这个意象变成我们的天职是需要我们一生的道路。
But for that vision to become our life vocation, it takes our whole life.
亚伯拉罕他花了他的一生，就是把意象变成他的天职。
Abraham used his whole life to allow that vision that he saw to become his life vocation.
他就开始走信心的生活。
And he began to walk a life of faith.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们有的时候说啊，某某人他是过信心生活的。
So today we have a habit saying so-and-so lives by faith.
好像说其他的人都不必过信心的生活。
As though the rest we don't have to live by faith.
但是严格地说来
But strictly speaking,
我们每一个蒙召的人
，Every one of us who are called，
看见异象的人
，Those who have seen the vision，
我们都是过信心的生活。
We must live a life of faith，
因为只有凭着信心，我们才能把这个异象变成天职。
Because only through faith we can make that vision become vocation in our life。
亚伯拉罕他到了迦南地。
Abraham arrived in Canaan.
在那长久的年日中
In those many years,
他在所应许之地住客。
He was a stranger, a foreigner in the land of promise.
我们看见在那一段的时间的里面
We see in that period of time,
他的生活，你把它总括起来。
If you sum up his whole life,
可以用两件事来代表。
You can sum up his life with two things.
一面你看见他住在帐篷的里面。
On one side, he lives in tents.
那虽然这个地是应许给他的。
Even though the land was promised to him.
但是他一生就是住在帐篷的里面。
But his whole life he dwelt in tents.
好像在异地做客一样。
As though he was a foreigner in the land.
在他一生的里面。
In his whole life.
他没有得着一块的地。
He had not a foothold for himself.
只有一块坟地是他买来的。
There was only a gravesite.He purchased for himself.
他一直住在帐篷的里面。
And he lived his whole life in tents.
这个就是表明说。
That speaks this way.
他在那里照着意象来生活。
That means he is now living in the good of that vision.
神告诉他说这个地要给你。
God promised that this land is to be given to you.
他就凭着信心在那里住客。
And he by faith,He lived as a stranger in the promised land.
因为他知道
But he knows.
虽然他自己本身 不能得着所应许。
Even though he himself cannot possess the promise.
但是神所应许的一定要应验。
But what God has promised will surely fulfill.
他的子孙要得着那个地。
His descendants will possess that promised land.
所以他甘心愿意在应许之地做客。
So he's willing to remain in the promised land as though he was a foreigner.
不单是如此。
Not only that.
希伯来书告诉我们
Hebrews told us.
他如果要回到他原来的地方去
If he would like to go back to his original home.
他可以回去
He can do so.
但是他是仰望一座城
But he's looking toward that city.
是神所经营所建造
It is the architect and the builder is God himself.
他是仰望那天上的家乡
And he's longing for that heavenly home.
所以因着信的缘故
But because of faith.
他可以在那么长久的年日中
So therefore he can remain those many, many years.
住在帐篷的里面
Living in tents.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
今天
，today，
我们也看见了异象。
We also have seen the vision。
我们看见了我们的主。
We have seen the Lord Himself。
我们看见一切都在基督里面。
Now we come to know that everything is in Christ。
基督是我们的一切。
Christ is our all。
他今天坐在天上。
Today he is now in the heaven.
我们知道他是我们的基业。
We know he is our true inheritance.
我们的基业是那一个新耶路撒冷。
Our true inheritance is our new Jerusalem.
今天我们活在地上的时候。
And while we live on this earth.
如果我们活在异象的里面。
If we are living in the good of that vision.
我们也应当住在帐篷的里面。
We ought to live as though we were in tents.
不是说在这个物质上面住在帐篷里。
It's not literal that we need to live in tents.
但是在生命的里面，我们在应许之地做客。
But spiritually, we are pilgrims, foreigners in the promised land.
我们不在这个地上扎根。
We do not take our root. We do not sink our root down here.
因为我们的家乡是在天上。
Because our true heavenly home, our home is in the heavenly.
我们的盼望是在主那里。
Our hope is where Christ is.
所以一个活在异象里头的人。
So the one who lives in the good of that vision.
他有一个帐篷的生活。
He will have a tent. He will live like he was living in tents.
今天很多神的儿女。
Today many God's people.
好像在地上就扎根了。
As though they sink their roots down in this earth.
好像说他们所有的盼望都在地上。
As though all their hopes are down here.
他们的信心也在地上。
All their faith is earthward.
好像他们的基业也是在地上。
And all their inheritance are nothing but earthly.
忘记了。
They have forgotten.
我们是看见异象的人。
We are men and women of vision.
一个有异象的人。
If we have vision.
他可以在这个地上做一个寄居的，做一个客旅。
If that we have that vision, we will live as though we are pilgrims and foreigners in this land.
我们的信心在我们里面支持我们。
And the faith will help us to maintain that life.
不单是这样
，more than that.
我们看见亚伯拉罕他一生寄居的时候
，as we see Abraham how he lived,
他还有一个记号。
There's another sign.
那是祭坛。
And that is altar.
他一生盖了四个祭坛。
And his whole life he built four altars.
当他刚到迦南地的时候。
And the moment he entered into Canaan.
圣经告诉我们说迦南人在那里。
And the scripture said the Canaanites were in the land.
这个好像是一个矛盾的事。
As though this is something contradictory.
神应许把这个地给他为业。
God promised that land to be his inheritance.
他想可能是到一个空地去。
And his thought, he said, I just go to an empty place to possess it.
什么东西都预备好了。
Everything's all prepared for me.
就进去享受。
And all I need to do is enter the promised land andstart enjoying it.
没有想到已经有人霸占在那里。
But without realizing that land has already been occupied.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这个对他的信心是个很大一个考验。
And this indeed is a real challenge to his faith。
究竟神是不是把这个地给我
？Is really God? Is this land indeed the promised land God has promised him？
为什么已经有人占据在那里
？And why is now already occupied by others？
所以在那个时候，神又向他显现。
At that moment, God appeared to him。
神在那里告诉他说：“我要把这个。”地赐给你的后裔。
And God affirmed, reaffirmed, He said, I promise, I give you this land to your descendants.
虽然这个地在表面上看有人占领在那里。
Outwardly, this land as though is now was occupied.
虽然亚伯兰在那个时候还没有孩子。
And even though Abraham at that moment he had no heir.
神说我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
But God promised, I'll give this land to your descendants.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
亚伯兰就做了一个祭坛。
And God built an altar there to the Lord.
这个祭坛就是代表他的信心。
And this altar speaks of his faith.
信心不看眼前。
Faith is not to look at sight.
信心是能看见那看不见的主。
Faith is to see him who is invisible.
所以他就做了一个祭坛，在那里敬拜神。
And so he built an altar there to worship God.
我们知道，然后他往前迁移。
And later he moved forward.
他迁到伯特利和爱的中间。
Then he moved forward toward Bethel on one side and Ai on the other side.
在那里他又做了一个祭坛。
And there he built his second altar.
他求告耶和华的名。
And there he called upon the name of the Lord.
所以我们看见亚伯拉罕他的一生的里面。
So that we can see his, in his whole life.
后来他到了那个希伯伦的地方。
And then later he came to Hebron.
他又做了一个祭坛。
There he built another altar.
表明说他在那里与神有交通。
And it speaks in on that altar, he had close fellowship with God himself.
到了最后他把以撒献上的时候又做了一个祭坛。
And when finally, when he offered Isaac, he also built an altar there.
这是他完全的奉献。
And that speaks of his total consecration to God.
所以弟兄姊妹
,Brothers and sisters,
一个活在意象里头的人
,the one who lives in the good of his vision,
在他的身上必定有这两个记号。
And in his life, he must possess these two signs.
对神来说有祭坛。
Before God, we have tents.
他过一个敬拜的生活。
We live a life of worship.
他过一个求告主名的生活。
We live a life of call upon the name of the Lord.
他过一个与主有交通的生活。
We live a life in fellowshipping with God.
他过一个绝对奉献的生活。
We live a life of utter total consecration.
这一个在每一个有意向的人身上必定有的记号。
This must be, this is in this, and this indispensable sign for all those who possess that heavenly vision.
在另外一面
on the other side,
对世界来说
as far as the world is concerned,
它一定有帐篷的记号。
We have to have the tent, sign of tent.
它虽然是神应许承受的。
Even though we possess, we already promised to possess the land.
但是今天我们凭着信在这里做寄居的，做客旅。
So by faith, for God's sake, we live as though we are pilgrims here.
这两方面就给我们看见怎样把这个意象变成我们的生活。
And so this is how that vision can become our very living, our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
今天你说你是有意向的人。
Today, if you say you have vision，
在你日常的生活中
，in your everyday life，
有没有这两个标记
？Do you have these two signs？
对神来说，有没有祭坛
？Before God, do you have tents？
是不是你一直在那里敬拜神
？Oh, before God, do you have altars？ Do you worship Him？ Are you calling upon him? Are you in close fellowship with him? Are you a total consecration? Are you consecrating yourself totally to him? As far as the world's concerned, do we have the testimony of tents?
好像不让地上任何的东西霸占你的心。
The things of the world no longer occupy our heart.
因为你是寻求那天上的家乡。
Because we're seeking that heavenly home.
感谢赞美神。
Praise God.
这个就是表示你要把意向
This is how we can turn our vision into our vocation. And now we'll look at it more detail, in a detailed way.
信心的生活不是一件容易的事。
To live a life of faith is never easy.
亚伯兰 他过信心的生活，经过许多的波折。
Abraham's love of faith, he encountered many trials.
我们已经说过了。
We mentioned before.
他第一个失恋，就是到了迦南地，发现已经有迦南人在那里。
The first obstacle he faced was when he came to Canaan, he saw that Promised Land was occupied. He did not doubt God based on what he saw. Because God appeared to him.
神加重的
God confirmed his promise to him. To strengthen his faith, that his faith may not be shaken. But while he was living there,
圣经告诉我们说,
and the scripture tells he moved gradually toward the south.
那个时候就碰到饥荒了。
At that moment, he faced a severe famine.
那个饥荒啊, 圣经说盛大。
And that famine in the land, the scripture says, is a very severe famine.
所以你看见亚伯拉罕, 他的信心的生活又受到考验。
And so now, through this, God is now testing his faith again.
如果他的信心充足的话,
if his faith indeed was strong,
他应当留在那里,
he should remain in the promised land.
相信说神会供应他,
and believe God will supply all his needs.
但是他看了环境,
but he looked at the surroundings.
所以结果他就到埃及去,
and so he journeyed toward south, toward Egypt.
那我想弟兄姊妹,
but I'm sure you're all familiar with that story.
他进埃及,
and before he entered into Egypt,
他就对他的太太说,
and he spoke to his wife,
我们到了埃及, 你说我们是兄妹,
and when we enter Egypt, you tell the people there that I'm your brother.
因为那些人不敬畏神,
because those people, they do not fear God.
如果他们知道你是我的妻子,
if they find out that I'm your husband,
他们要把我杀掉的,
and they'll kill me for your sake.
所以你看见亚伯兰, 他就是在那里为自己着想,
and so Abraham there was thinking just for himself.
他不能完全的信靠神,
he could not utterly in faith believing God.
相信说神是可信的,
he said God, yes, he can be believed. He can.
神既然要我到迦南,
but if God wants me in Canaan,
他要负我一切的责任,
then he will be responsible for me.
但是在那个时候他软弱了,
but at the moment he was weakened.
他自己在那里用他自己的聪明在那里安排,
and he was using his natural intelligence to figure out his own way.
结果他们下到埃及,
and then he entered into Egypt.
因为他的妻子非常的美丽,
Because Sarah was a beautiful woman.
所以这个消息传到王宫去了。
And so the news in, was heard by Pharaoh.
所以法老就把她娶去了。
And Pharaoh took Sarah into the palace.
因着这个缘故。
But because of this,
法老就给亚伯兰许多的产业。
And Pharaoh gave Abraham many gifts.
但是妻子拿掉了。
But the wife was taken away from Pharaoh, from Abraham.
他用自己的聪明，把他自己落到一个没有办法的地方。
He used his own natural wisdom to create his own great problem.
感谢神。
Praise God.
神怜悯他。
God was so merciful.
所以神的手在。埃及人的身上
And God's hand was heavy on the, upon the Egyptians.
小法老看见这件事不对
And Pharaoh discovered what he did was wrong.
但是他责备亚伯兰
But he reprimanded Abraham.
并且请他出去
And he sent him away.
感谢赞美神
Praise God.
神就借着这一个把他拯救回来
And God, thank God, he rescued Abraham from that situation.
弟兄姊妹
sisters,
很多的时候我们也是一样
And many, many times we are just like Abraham.
我们应当相信我们的神
We ought to believe our God.
但是许多的时候我们信心软弱
But oftentimes our faith weakens.
我们看环境
We look at our surroundings.
我们看自己
We look at ourselves.
我们就开始依靠自己的聪明
And then we rely on our own ingenuity
以为这样可以拯救我们
And we thought we can rescue ourselves
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
我们反而落在更深的地步
Unfortunately we even fallen in deeper into ourselves
如果不是神的怜悯的话
Unless it was God's mercy upon us
我们实在没有办法拯救
There's no way we can be rescued
感谢赞美神
But thank God
虽然这样
Even though it's like this,
神的手还在亚伯兰的身上。
God's hand never departed from Abraham.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们的故事呢
？Brothers, isn't this our own story as well?
当他们从埃及出来的时候
，When they returned from Egypt,
圣经告诉我们说
，The Scripture tells us,
他有许许多多的财产
，And they came up with much possession.
路德也有许多的财产。
Also, Lot also acquired a lot of possessions.
那因着这些的财产，就发生难处。
And because they have so much, there's a quarrel between them.
那个地方容不下他们。
Because the land was not able to contain both of them.
亚伯拉罕的牧人和路德的牧人争吵。
The herdsman Abraham, the herdsman Lot, they quarrel.
圣经说迦南人在那里。
And the scripture said the Canaanites were witnessing all this.
换一句话说，外邦人在那里看。
In other words, the Gentiles, they were all looking at us.
这个没有见证。
That we have failed in our testimony.
亚伯拉罕心里明白。
And Abraham's heart, he knew.
所以他对路德说。
And he told Lot.
我们是兄弟。
He said, we are brothers.
我们不能相
争。We should not quarrel.
这个不是见证。
That is not a good testimony.
所以全地在你的面前。
Everything is right in front of you.
你往东，我就往西。
If go to the east, I'll go to the west.
罗德他就举目一看。
And Lot raised his eyes and he looked.
他看见在死海旁边。
He saw near the Dead Sea vicinity.
他看见索多玛、俄摩拉。
And he saw Sodom and Gomorrah.
那个地方很肥美。
And that was very fertile.
像埃及一样。
Like Egypt.
所以他就拣选那个地方。
And so he made himself, choose himself to move in that direction.
他就往那里去。
And he moved in that direction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这里给我们看见什么？
What do we see here?
一个有意象的人和一个没有意象的人不同的地方。
Here we see the difference between one who has vision and the one who has no vision.
罗德是他的祖父带出来的。
Lot came from to Canaan. Was be, that came because of Terah brought him out.
罗德跟着亚伯兰。从埃及回来
Lot came with Abraham out of Egypt
但是他没有意向。
But he possessed no vision for himself.
他不过是跟着而已。
He simply followed.
因为他没有意向。
Because he had no vision.
所以我你就看见说他必定要为自己着想。
And so therefore he must think for himself.
他就一个做了一个自私的人。
And he became a very selfish, self-centered person.
他为着他自己的利益。
Because all he thinks is for his own good.
他不尊敬他的叔父。
He had no respect for his uncle.
他先在那里先下手为强。
And he chose first for himself.
并且他说拣选的是世界。
And what he chose for himself was the world.
这个是没有意向的人的结果。
That proved that he had no vision.
所以我们说。
So therefore we say.
如果我们自己没有投手。
If we do not possess a first-hand vision,
不过是跟着出来的
but we are simply followed,
终有一天
one day,
那个软弱要显出来的
that weakness will appear.
他没有办法一直到底的
we cannot endure to the end.
但是感谢主
but praise God.
亚伯拉罕有意向
Abraham possessed that vision.
因为他有意向
Because he had that vision.
所以他能放心放胆让人去展现
So he had no fear. He had no self-concern if others would take advantage of him.
他不必为自己争什么
He had no self-consideration.
因为一切都在神的手里
Because he knew everything is in God's hand.
这个是有意向人的态度
That is the attitude of one who has vision.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们也是一样
Today, same with us.
如果我们没有意向的话
If there's no vision with us,
我们一定要为自己在那里打算
We have to fight for our own survival
我们一定要争先
We'll struggle
但是我们如果有意向的话
But if we have vision
感谢主
Thank God
万有都属于我们的主
All belong to our God
万有也是都属于我们。
Everything also belongs to us.
我们不必在地上斤斤较量。
There's no need for us to fight and to gain.
我们可以让人争先。
We can let the others choose what they want.
我们可以让人占便宜。
We can allow them to take advantage of us.
因为神会顾念我。
Because God will be mindful of us.
所以你看见在这里又来一个试验。
So here is another testing.
但是这个试验的根源在哪里呢
？What's the root of this testing?
这个根源因为不顺服。
The root of this issue is disobedience.
在开始的时候没有顺服。
Because at the beginning there is no obedience.
把罗德带出来了。把罗德带出来
But oh, so brought Lot up.
开始的时候，他软弱。
At first, there was weakness.
他进到埃及去了。
In weakness, they went to Egypt.
得着很多财宝。
They possessed much possession.
这个就变成他的一个极大的试炼。
And this becomes his greatest test in his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
属灵的生活是简单的。
Spiritual life is indeed simple.
属天的生活是简单的。
Heavenly life is simple.
是我们的软弱，肉体的软弱，把许多的复杂带进来。
It is the weakness of flesh complicates that life.
但是这些东西早晚都要铲除。
But sooner or later, all these things need to be dealt with.
到了时候，神一点一点要把它对付掉。
So, moment by moment, God will deal each one of them.
这个就是十字架。
That is the way. This is the way of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
什么能把我们的意向变成我们的天职
What will make that vision make it possible for us to be our life vocation?
一面是信心
On one side is faith.
另外一面是十字架
On the other side, it is the work of the cross.
所以你看见神在亚伯拉罕的身上一直在那里 锻炼他。
So you can see that in his whole life, God was there dealing with him, training him.
你看见神在那里，一直在那里不丢他。
And God will not compromise with him.
一直在那里减少他。
And God is there reducing him.
一切不是出于神的东西。
All that is not of God.
神就渐渐的，一件一件把他除掉。
One by one, God must remove them from Abraham's life.
等到罗德离开之后
，So it was not until Lot left Abram.
神就向他说
，And God appeared to Abram.
神说：“你居我
，He said, look from where you are.
东南西北
，South, East, West, and North.
凡是你所看得见的，都是你。
All that you can see with your eye, they are all yours.
罗德所看见的，亚伯拉罕也看见。
What Lot saw, Abram also saw.
所以你就看见说人可以不夺，人可以把他不取。
Okay, so man can deprive from him.
但是神会保守。
But God will keep him.
神就对亚伯拉罕说：“你起来寻走。”
So God said, "Walk through the land."
凡是你所走到的，你所看到的，都是你。
All that you can see.All that you can walk through, they are all given to you.
神把这个应许给亚伯拉罕。
And God gave this promise to Abraham.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
事情没有停在那里。
But the things did not stop there.
我们看见底下又有故事。
And we can see there's further accounts to record in the scripture.
我们看见四个王与五个王征战。
And we see there's a battle between the four kings and the five kings.
结果这四个王就输了。
And the four kings were defeated.
那么罗德他是在所多玛。
And Lot was in Sodom.
所以他和他的全家都被掳去。
And so he and his whole household were all taken captive.
那么这个消息传到亚伯拉罕的耳中。
And the news came to Abraham.
那么弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这里又是一个考验。
And here's another great testing.
就考验说。今天你是一个被人欺负的人。
Is it testing? Are you being taken advantage by other people?
不，你是一个被被人欺负了。
Yeah, are you being taken advantage of by others?
那么现在你的态度怎样
？Now what is your attitude?
现在那欺负人的、欺负你的人已经被掳去了。
Now the one who took advantage of you, now he's taken captive.
你的态度怎样
？Now what will be your attitude？
你是不是说哈，他是应当的
？And you say, ah, he gets what he deserves.
如果这样的话，你就从异象里面露出去。
If that's the case, you have fallen that away from your vision.
你不是一个属天的人。
You are not a heavenly person.
但是亚伯拉。
But Abraham,
他听见这个消息
when he heard that news,
他爱罗德
because he loved Lot,
他就带着他自己训练的几百人就去追
and he took those born in his house trained by him and they pursued the captives.
感谢神
and thank God,
把罗德救回
and he rescued Lot.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
一个有异象的人
one who has vision.
是一个心胸扩大的。
Is a one who has a big heart.
虽然人可以得罪我。
So they can people can offend them.
但是我们对人还是宽大。
But we still embrace them.
爱是恒久忍耐。
And love endures long.
并且满有恩慈。
And full of mercy and grace.
所以这里也看见神的荣耀。
And here see, we see God's glory.
好像神的性格渐渐在亚伯拉罕的里面就组织起来。
And we can see that God's character is now built into Abraham's life.
但是亚伯拉罕又碰到一个危机。
And again, Abraham also faced another crisis.
所以神知道。
God knew.
神知道他能忍受多少。
And God knew how much he can endure.
往往在一个大的胜利之后。
And when it comes to when you have a real victory.
在我们的经历的上面。
In our experience.
常常有一个大的降落。
And there's always a big fall.
好像我们用尽了力量。
And as though we exhausted all our energy.
当我们停下来，我们就垮掉了。
And when we stop, we completely exhausted.
所以神就差遣摩基先德去迎接亚伯。
And so God sent Melchizedek, the king of Salem, to Abraham.
在那里，摩基先德就给他酒和饼来。
And so Melchizedek brought bread and wine to refresh Abraham.
并且对他说，是谁叫你得胜？
And it said it's God who gave you the victory.
免得他骄傲。
So that he will not be proud.
亚伯兰就把十分之一就给了麦基先。
And Abraham offered a tenth of all that he had to Melchizedek.
感谢神，神的祭司先来。
And so thank God, God appeared to Abraham first by a priest.
然后索多玛王来了。
And later, the king of Sodom came.
对他说，你把人口给我。
He said, just give me the people.
所有的财产都送给你。
And all the possessions you can take for yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等大的试探。
But this is indeed a big temptation.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
亚伯兰因着麦基先德祝福了他。
Because Abraham was blessed by Melchizedek.
他就拒绝世界的富贵。
He refused what the world offered to him.
免得人说是索多玛王叫他富足。
So that there's no one can say, Sodom came make me rich.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother sister.
我们不愿意索多玛王叫我们富足。
Brother sister, we will not allow the king of Sodom to enrich us in any way.
我们的富足是在于我们的主。
Our riches is in our Lord Himself.
因为神本性所有的丰富都有形有体居住在基督。
Because all the fullness of the Godhead are now already dwell bodily in the person of the Lord Jesus.
我们在基督里也得以完全。
And in Him we are being made full, made complete.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
等到这个战事过去
，and when this event passed away，
到了创世纪十五章的时候
，and comes to the 15th chapter of Genesis，
你知道又有一个试炼
，there's another crisis in his life，
神知道
，God knew，
神知道我们现在在哪一个光景中
，God knew just actually the condition we are where we're in at that very moment，
所以神又向他显现
，and so therefore God appeared again to him。
神对亚伯拉罕，那把亚伯兰说
，and so God said to Abraham，
你不要惧怕
，do not fear，
我是你的盾牌
，I'm your shield，
我是你的奖赏
，I'm your exceedingly great reward。
你拒绝了世界的奖赏
，you refused what the world offered to you，
但是你得着我做你的奖赏
，but you gave me as your great reward。
你不必惧怕
，don't be fearful，
因为我是你的盾牌
，because I'm your shield。
你不要怕。这个五个王 还要来对付你。
So there's no fear about the five kings that will come after you.
我要祝福你。
I'll bless you.
那个时候亚伯兰实在软弱了。
At that moment, Abraham was indeed very weak.
你看见他一个大胜利之后，虽然得着供应，但是他还是软弱。
Even though at that victory, he received much refreshment, but he was weakened in himself.
他在那里说神啊。
He said, God,
你要祝福我做什么呢
？How you gonna bless me? What are all these blessings for?
我连儿子都没有。
I have no heir.
要继续我一切产业的是我的管家以利亚撒。
So the one who is gonna inherit my inheritance is the servant from Damascus.
他实在是软弱到极点。
He was weakened to a very low degree.
神说
，God said.
要从你自己身里才是你的福音。
What is from your own body, that will be your heir.
神把他带到外面去。
And God took him outside.
让他看见天上的星。
And asked him to look up into the sky.
好像对他说话是不够的。
As though God's words cannot speak his words anymore.
所以神就用心给他做一个记号。
And so God used a sign, the stars in heaven.
你的子孙要像天上的星那么多。
Your descendants will be like the stars in the sky.
感谢神。
Praise God.
亚伯兰信神。
God Abraham believed.
这就成为他的义。
And he became righteous in God's sight.
同时他对于这个地也没有信心。
And also he had no faith in this promised land.
所以神就与他立一个约。
And God made a covenant with him.
神说, 过了400年。
God said, after 400 years,
400年, 你的子孙要在异国做奴隶。
For 400 years, they will be slaves in a foreign country.
但是400年之后, 他们要回来。
When the time's up, they will return to this promised land.
到了第四代, 他们要回来接受这个产业。
After 4 generations, they will return and possess this land.
从巴拉大河一直到埃及小河。
From the river Euphrates to the river of Egypt.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
你看我们的神。
Just look at our God.
他实在是蛮有恩慈，蛮有怜悯。
He is most gracious, He is most merciful.
他知道我们的光景。
He knows our true condition.
他总是千方百计地来保护我们。
He will do all He can to protect us.
这是我们的安慰。
That is our comfort.
这是我们的安息。
That is our true rest.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
但是, 信心的生活不简单。
But the faith, the life of faith is never easy.
你看见底下又有故事。
And you see there is other crises along the way.
他们在迦南地寄居已经10年了。
And they are now dwelling in the land promised for 10 years now.
但是没有孩子。
But Abraham had no heir.
神的应许还没有成就。
God's promise was not fulfilled yet.
所以人的聪明又来。
And so man relied on his natural wisdom.
他的妻子上来。
And Sarah had an idea.
就建议了。
And he suggested.
我不能生育。
I'm too old, I cannot give birth.
我有一个侍女夏甲。
I have a maid, Hagar.
我们要把她给你。
I'll give Hagar to you.
你就应着她就生一个孩子。
And you, through Hagar, give birth to a child.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
很多的时候, 我们信心不足的时候,
sometimes when our faith weakened,
我们就要帮神的忙。
And we try to help God out.
好像神没有做。
And we say God is not doing the work.
但是为做神的缘故,
but for His sake,
我们只好牺牲了。
So we at least we sacrifice something on our part.
撒兰他就大牺牲了。
And so to Sarah it was a big sacrifice.
他只好牺牲了。
And so this is the only way to really you want to sacrifice.
为做神的荣耀,
for God's glory.
免得神的话不兑现。
And so that God's word will be fulfilled somehow.
帮他一忙了。
So help God out.
这样就可以解决了。
And now we can solve problem.
亚伯兰就接受了。
And Abraham accepted Sarah's suggestion.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
夏甲从哪里来的?
Where did Hagar come from?
夏甲是他们下埃及的时候得来的。
Abraham gained Hagar when they were in Egypt.
所以你就看见说, 我们软弱犯罪的时候, 所得着的。
So you can see what we have gotten when we have fallen away from God, sinned against Him.
表面上是加增。
Externally, may look, it's an increase.
实际上是减少。
But in reality, it is a big decrease.
到了有一天, 他一定要作怪的。
And one day, the problem will arise.
你就知道说, 亚伯兰因着夏甲就生了一个孩子。
So because of Hagar, they give birth to a son.
他86岁的时候就生了伊什玛目。
So 84, Ishmael was born.
但是这个不是神所应许的孩子。
But that child was not God's promise.
神从来不接受代替。
God would never accept substitute.
神做事是他自己做。
God's work He Himself He will do.
他不允许人来代替他。
He will not allow man to substitute His work.
所以你就看见这个孩子根本 不是立约的孩子。
So this child is not the child of the covenant.
不是神所应许。
It is not what God promised.
所以结果发生很多的故事。
And so the end, it brought forth much problem.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这个也是给我们一个很大的功课。
This is a great lesson we need to learn.
我们等等又等。
We waited, we waited, we waited.
好像神没有举动。
As though God is not making any move.
我们就开始活动。
And so we restless, we move.
好心好意。
And out of our good intention.
要帮神一忙。
To help God out.
越帮越忙。
And it, the more we help, the more problem we create.
就造成许多的难处。
And we create many, many problems.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这些东西都不在意象里面。
All these things are not within that one vision.
不在意象里，终有一天要除掉。
All that's not in that vision, one day they will all disappear.
因为只有出于神的能回到神那里。
And only what is from God will return eventually back to God.
所有的肉体。
All the flesh,
肉体的好意
all the good intention of the flesh,
肉体的活动
all the activities of the flesh,
所有的世界
all that is of this world,
所有的罪恶
all that is of sin,
所有出于撒旦
all that is belong to Satan,
凡是不是出于神
all that is not of God,
都不在意象里
they are not within that vision,
也不能成为我们的天
主 and they can never become our vocation,
十字架要工作
The cross will do its work.
一直到这些东西都要除掉。
The cross work until all these are taken away.
因为只有十字架能把天意象变成天职。
Because only the work of the cross can turn our vision and make it our vocation.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不要因为说我们看见就得着了。
So do not assume what we have seen as though we already possess it.
我们看见是神的怜悯。
If we can see something, it's all His mercy.
表明说神要在我们身上做一个神的工作。
It is only telling us because of that God now wants to begin a work in us.
我们从那个看见开始。
From that moment we see something.
我们要相信他。
We must believe.
我们要走这个十字架的道路。
We must walk in this way, the way of the cross.
这是为什么？一个有意向的人，他要经过许许多多的试炼。
That's why the one who possesses vision will have to go through much trials in life.
神是借着这些的试炼。
And through all these trials,
一面不懂我们
one to take away what is not of God.
一面是把这个意象变成我们的生命
And it's for that vision to become our true vocation.
所以到了最后你就看见
So at the end we see,
亚伯拉罕他就成了信心的父
And at the end, he became the father of faith.
我们看见他的信心经过试验就比黄金经过火还要宝贵。
And so we can see his faith was tested to fire is now more precious than gold.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
不要灰心不要伤感。
Do not be despair, do not be disappointed.
神既然把意象给了你
Since God had already given us vision,
神一定要把你带过许许多多的波折。
He will take you through much crisis in life.
你的信心的生活不会简单容易的。
And your faith of life, your life of faith will never be simple again.
但是这些都是变相的祝福。
But all these are the blessing in disguise.
神知道你所能忍受的有多少。
God knows how much you can endure.
他在那里一直顾念你。
And He is there mindful of you. He is there remembering you.
他在那里一直托住你。
And He is there supporting you.
所以我们要学习相信到底。
So we must believe to the end.
我们要学习。接受十字架的对付
And we must receive, accept the dealings of the cross.
如果我们逃避十字架
If we avoid the cross,
意象就变成妄想
The vision becomes by the visionary vision.
不会成为我们的生命
It will never become our true life vocation.
也不会成为我们的见证
It will never become our true testimony.
所以求神 怜悯我们。
So we ask God to be merciful with us.
让我们因着神的恩典，一直忠心到底。
So by the grace of God, we remain faithful to Him to the end. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you. We thank you.
因为你不但向我们显现
，You not only appear to us，
给我们看见你的荣耀
，We not only see your glory，
你也带领我们走信心的道路。
You want to lead us to walk the way of faith，
带领我们走十字架的道路。
To take up the cross and follow you，
把你所启示的。成为我们的生活。
And so what is revealed to us will become life.
我们的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
你既然拣选了我们
，You have already chosen us.
你就不会放弃。
You will not let us go.
你必定要成就你的事业。
You will surely fulfill your will.
叫你的工作完成。
So that your work may be accomplished.
你的旨意通行。
And your will be done.
你的名得着荣耀。
And your name be glorified.
奉主耶稣的名。
Christ's name we pray.
Amen.